itself, while the original status of Insan-e Kamil is kept there, but it has made a manifestation here as well. That means Insan-e Kamil, that's why we have shown this like water type thing. We want to say, while Insan-e Kamil is there, it is in this as well. Insan-e Kamil is in this as well. When this make a manifestation comes lower to level 3, it is very similar to say, now this is the level 3. One less mahiyat is deducted. Because then it becomes, say it becomes to level of mu'minin. Faithful. When prophets...
She's confused because you said that Insan-e Kamil is only up there, not in the lower.
You said that level 2 includes everything but except Insan-e Kamil. You
worked
that.
No. Okay. Yeah. Good. Good. You. That's good that you tell me so that I explain further. So let me finish this. When this manifestation of the second level is done and comes to this lower level, that is like there is less number of mahiyats here. That's why I excluded another one. Said, okay, there are only 3-4 more left. This is the level of mu'minin. Faithful. Okay? And why I say that Insan-e Kamil is here as well, what I mean by that, then I say that means, I have to rephrase my statement. That means, in the level of Insan-e Kamil, we said that they have this mahiyat as of this as well. Didn't we? Aven. We said when Insan-e Kamil make a manifestation and shows itself in a lower level, but this lower level was before comes to this level of manifestation, it was in the first level too. So manifestation is not like the drops of rain. You know what happens, drop of rain? When a drop of rain is here, when it comes here, it's no more here. Do you see, Evan? When a drop of a rain from here drops to here, it's no more here, it's only here. When that drop of rain, when it comes here, it's no more here, it's only here now. Manifestation is not like that, it's contrary to that. It's when it comes here, it is still here too. When it manifests down and come here, it is... Okay. When it comes down here, it is still left, kept at this level and kept at this level too. Manifestation... That's exactly the issue of manifestation. Manifestation is, however much it comes down, it still its original status is kept here. When we say Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has manifested down, 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 we have not said Allah does not exist there anymore. Allah has become something like a stone. Do we say that? We say Allah is at that level while is manifested to the Insan-e Kamil. When Insan-e Kamil manifested to the level of prophets, when the level of prophets, they manifest down to level of mu'minin. When these manifest down to the level of kuffar. When they manifest down to the level of animals. When they manifest down, they come to the level of plants. They come down and down. But their original level is kept. Otherwise, na'uzubillah, we conclude that Allah has become a stone. Finished, there is nothing up there. These are all gone. Only a stone is there.
So it's like the imams had the knowledge about all human beings plus the prophets.
Of course, yes, definitely. Very good.
And when it came to the prophets, they didn't have enough knowledge about the imams.
Exactly. They don't have ahsan. You are getting it, Tahereh. When it comes to prophets, they have knowledge about everything. But they don't have the knowledge of ma'asumin.
Yeah, this. Because in the movie of Prophet Yusuf, Yaqub al-Nambar says that I will give you good news that every prophet and imams will come to give good news of Hujjat ibn al-Hasan.
Yes, exactly. So when it comes to mu'minin have knowledge about everything. But they don't have about knowledge about of the prophets. They don't have the knowledge of Insan-e Kamil. So it keeps coming down. The point I want to make here is when, if we do not see these concepts are challenging. This concept, you must struggle to think, to ponder, to keep it, and to, it's not something that you learn tonight and go home and say, yes, now I know the whole reality of it. The point here is if you do not keep that in mind, that every manifestation which is happening, lowering, 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 the main status of every level is kept at that level. They also show themselves in a lower level too. Like, as I've told you, example of manifestation of, I'm doing a manifestation of my thought in my words. When I talk to you, my words is sadhya, a lower level of my concept, right? The concept I'm talking to you, I'm using it in words. Words are showing my thought to you, but are not the same level. When I bring all those things into words, it doesn't mean that the concept, my mind is empty from the concept. Now it has all become word. Is it like that? I still have the concept here. I only talk about it. Similarly, when they come down, manifestation by manifestation, the original level is always there. They show it, they show themselves in another lower level as well. Show themselves in another lower level. So, if you do not keep that in mind, you will end up thinking, Na'uzubillah, Allah has become a stone and nothing else is up there. Allah is only a level of a stone. Whereas, whenever wujud is coming, this is wujud coming down. These signs, Nasir, are showing like wujud, existence. Existence is given to this, but with less intensity. Existence from here come down with less intensity. From here an existence has come down with less intensity here. It keeps dropping. The intensity is keep dropping down. So, when these wujud are with less intensity are coming down, similar to that example of nur and glass layers, coming down, even at the bottom, Nasir, still is nur, it's light in there. You cannot say now the nature of the light has changed when it has passed through six, seven layers of glass. It doesn't change. The nature doesn't change. What does change? Ahsan. Only intensity is lowering. So basically, the creation, this is why it is called, you may know it in Arabic, it is called tanazzulat wujud. You know what is tanazzulat? Descending of wujud. Wujud is being descended one level after another. Okay? Now we want to see, I have to give you many, many more examples to make this understand. But before I do say anything else, I want to get some feedback. I give you another example. Example is, of course, with my terrible painting, but I still try. Shall I remove this? Sorry?
You can rub that out. Yeah. Okay.
This is only example. Remember, examples have their own shortcomings. Assume, my God, what I'm trying to do, God knows. No, it became like a mosque. To say, if I assume this is main trunk, and from this main trunk there is a smaller stem has gone up. From this smaller stem compared to this smaller stem from this has grown here. And from these smaller stems, now there are these thinner stems that are growing. From these, then we can say very much tinier ones are growing, okay? But, no, please bear with my example. And then here, you see then there are leaves. Tell me, where has this stem come from? Where was it before it grew? It was in the trunk. It has come very much from the trunk. It is not that. Has to do a lot with understanding that it is not that an external branch from somewhere has come and stuck to this. It has grown from this branch. And from this the stem. Where has this been before? Has been in this. But because this has been in this and this has been in this, you can say this has been in this too. It is very obvious. From this, this tiny branch has grown. This tiny branch has grown from it. Before it grows, where was it? Here. Where was this? Here. Where was this? Here. So you can say this has been here. But must have gone through this process to come here. This one has been on this, has grown from this. This has, and then so that means this has grown from this. This has grown from this, and this has grown from this. And even comes to leaves the same thing. So, as you see, these are manifestation of the main trunk. All of them are manifesting the trunk. But they go less and less. Similar to this nasir, has come down. This trunk does not have all those things which were in this trunk. Because this is part of this trunk, nutritionally, if you like. These stems contain these stems and leaves, but they are not containing this stem or this stem or this stem. Do you understand? Backward, it doesn't work backward, it works forward. This has got all these, even when it grows to fruits and everything, they're all from manifestation of the stem. But this is not manifestation of this. This is manifestation of this. This did not have this in it. This leaf did not have this stem in it. You cannot say this stem is in the leaf. You can say leaf was in the stem before it grows. Does it make it any easier to understand? Yes?
Instead of saying that the mahiyat of the lower manifestation is in the trunk, why don't we say that the wujud of them are in?
The wujud of them is in the trunk? It's similar, but all. See, any of these have mahiyat and wujud together. But I am not talking about mahiyat or wujud now. I'm only saying these are manifesting this. So if you want to now go, now that I want to bring that mahiyat issue as well, if we presume independent mahiyat, because when you say, what is this? A smaller stem. What is this? Tiny stem. What is this? Leaf. They have different... All these mahiyat of all this has been in this before. Similarly, all of these mahiyat of the whole creation has been in this before. And wujud as well. Mahiyat and wujud. Mahiyat means... Whenever we say talk of mahiyat, is talk of things being different from each other. Mahiyat of me and this... We have both wujud. What makes me separate from this is our mahiyat, is our whatness. So all the objects of the world were in this. All the these objects were in this main trunk before they are grown up. Not only their wujud is from this, their mahiyat is from this as well. It is less intensity of the wujud of this trunk.
Isn't it your mahiyat your limitation?
Yeah.
How come the limitation of it can be in a greater...
No. Limitation means as a whole, mahiyat as a whole means limitation to the whole wujud. See, I am a limitation to absolute wujud. Am I not? I am a limitation compared to absolute wujud. When only you limit the mere wujud, you have made a mahiyat. As I said, once upon a time, that story, beginning of the story, say once upon a time there was nothing, was Allah and nothing else. That means, before any creation, that was only mere wujud, there was nothing else. But when Allah manifested, that means He created mahiyat. Mahiyat means limitation to wujud. Because this is pure wujud, mere wujud up here. When it manifested down, then wujud, when mahiyat then started from here.
That's what I mean, that there is, the mahiyat is not in this, the wujud of it is all manifested. Because you said that the mahiyat of someone is what makes you you. For example, you are, okay, can I say that you are manifesting Imam Khomeini? So,
Astaghfirullah,
your mahiyat, is not in him, his wujud is in you.
No, my mahiyat is made of him.
But he doesn't have your mahiyat.
My mahiyat is in him.
Oh,
how? Similarly to this. This is grown, these trees, these branches are grown from this main trunk. What has grown from this trunk? Mahiyat and wujud, both. Where has the mahiyat come from? Tell me.
Isn't it mahiyat, the lack or the absence of wujud?
No. Who said that?
If there is no wujud, then there is no mahiyat. Not the absence, like fully, but just less wujud.
No. Mahiyat is the thing that make all the objects sit different from each other. That is their mahiyat.
Can I give an example?
This. See, remember example. But in the essence of it is similar to this, that everything in the whole universe has grown from the stem. If you take Nauzubillah, if you take this stem being Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all everything else is grown from Allah. That is why it is said Allah knows everything. It is very similar. We say that this trunk does not know what these smaller stems are doing. Is it possible that he doesn't know? Whatever they do, they are doing it for this trunk, in fact. When this tree it receives some water from the rain, or whatever it does, any oxygen it absorbs from the air, it is doing it for this. It's not like that. It does not feel that oxygen here. They are very much like our eyes and ears for our naps. Is it possible that you see anything, Nasser, that your eyes see something but you don't understand, you don't know about it? This is not. Whatever you hear, your ear is independent from you. When your ear hears for who? For you. When your eyes sees for who? It doesn't see for itself. It sees for you. When your hand touches, it touches for you. It's not that the hand itself is understanding, yes, this is very smooth or not. It's you who are understanding. Similarly, this branches or whatever they are doing it for the trunk. They have no independence. The moment they become independent, they say you cut it, they dry up and they die, isn't it? Only when they are linked to this trunk, they have a life. Okay. Similarly, all the creatures of the world are similar conceptually to this concept of the tree. That whatever they are doing is they doing it for the trunk. So the trunk is well aware of everything happening. The trunk does not need someone comes and report to them, say, yes, Mr. Trunk, this leaf have been doing this and have been drinking few drops of rain. Right? It just, when he drinks the rain, it's like he drinks it. He drinks it for him. Similar to that. Does it make sense? So, anything that any creature in the world is doing, it's doing it for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When I say doing it for Allah means, it is not that someone has come to report to Allah, yes, Mr. So is doing this sin now. Right? It is like, as I said, it is like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has got 14 billion eyes. Whatever you see is with Allah is seeing it. Sorry?
Sorry? I don't say that.
Why?
Remember, you have to,
when you learn concepts, one of your challenges is, for everyone, I have the same challenge, all ulama have this challenge. You have to understand the concept and gradually drop the image. When I say 14, Allah has got 14 billion eyes, it's not that you visualize a person, such a big person that has got 14 billion eyes, it's not like that. No, it doesn't look like that to me. But if for any of you does, it happens like eat less lentils. Honestly, lentils? Do you know what is lentils? Hububat, like peas and adas and this increases imagination.
Oh.
Sorry?
I'm sure everyone has the same problem. I'm not alone.
No, I never said. No, no, no. No, but Fatima, who said that you have got a problem?